Every leader has blind spots. That truth is simple, but not always easy. They are not weaknesses to cover or deny. They are invitations waiting patiently to be noticed. A blind spot is something you cannot see. It lives just outside your field of vision. It shapes your choices, your impact, your presence, unseen. It quietly guides you without your awareness. When left unexamined, blind spots become barriers. They limit growth. They restrict true effectiveness. They keep leaders repeating patterns never consciously chosen. They quietly hold influence over leadership and life. I tell my coaching clients this often. Do not be the leader spotting everyone else's blind spots. Do not believe you are the rare exception. That is exactly why they are called blind spots. This truth creates resistance for many leaders. Because to admit blind spots is unsettling. It means acknowledging you don't control everything inside. It means pieces of you remain beyond awareness. And for leaders long praised for competence and control, that admission can feel almost like weakness. It can feel like a threat to identity. But in reality, it is the beginning of growth. I once coached a leader in their 50s. We reviewed both their caliper and DISC assessments. They sat quietly, then whispered, "I cannot change." It wasn't resignation. It was revelation. They had simply never considered a different way. That moment was quiet. It was uncomfortable. And it was powerful. Because awareness always begins in silence. That silence became the doorway to choice. Choice then became the beginning of change. Our brains love the familiar. They cling to patterns that feel safe. But safety does not always serve leadership well. Often, safety means avoiding growth disguised as discomfort. Think about it in your leadership today. Maybe you avoid delegation, fearing loss of control. Maybe you avoid listening, fearing lost authority. Maybe you avoid slowing down, fearing lost momentum. These aren't flaws. They are stories. Stories repeated long enough to feel like truth. So here is where real work begins. Ask yourself slowly, what behavior am I avoiding? Now, ask, what belief fuels that avoidance? Listen carefully. The answer is rarely complicated. It is usually a story you've rehearsed for years. Then comes the harder question. What would I gain by changing this? That question pushes many leaders to hesitate. Because growth does not feel safe or comfortable. It feels uncertain. It feels vulnerable. It often feels like standing at an edge. But discomfort is not danger. Discomfort is the invitation into expansion. In leadership, discomfort signals important territory. It marks the edge of untapped potential. When you lean into your blind spots, you do not simply fix a gap. You expand your leadership presence and capacity. You enlarge the space where true impact lives. So, how do you begin working with blind spots? First, name one. Say it quietly, even to yourself. Then, take one small, concrete step forward. Not a giant leap. Just one step that proves movement is possible. After that, invite another perspective. A coach. A trusted colleague. Someone who will tell you what you cannot see. Someone who holds the mirror steady for you. Because the truth is, you cannot see yourself alone. Blind spots are not punishments. They are not evidence of failure. They are invitations to possibility. They remind you that leadership is never finished. What you cannot see will quietly limit you. What you choose to see will transform you. That choice belongs to you. Every single day.